Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
My name is David McWilliams. I'm going to give you my take on what I think is the most interesting part of Macbeth, and it is ambition. But it's not the ambition of Macbeth himself, which is there. It is the convulsive ambition of Lady Macbeth. This is a woman who will do anything and corrupt anyone to get the prize, to push her man up the ladder. For example, if you were to put Lady Macbeth now and Macbeth himself in the context of modern Ireland, she would be a pushy, ambitious, insufferable yummy mummy, driving an SUV, pushing this poor but ultimately decent chap up the corporate ladder. She wants him on the bullet train straight to the K Club, no stopping, and she wants him to be the CEO of a publicly quoted company with share options. And he, on the other hand, is a pretty clubbable, decent, probably UCD commerce graduate from the late 80s or early 90s, has a bunch of mates, is quite happy to be the chief financial officer, doesn't particularly want the big prize, but she's having none of it. She wants the tiled kitchen, she wants the second house, she wants a detached residence, not a house, in Cowper Road, that's for starters, and then she wants the chief executive prize. And he, God bless him, has to deal with that. So the biggest difficulty in Macbeth's life isn't Banquo or Duncan or anybody around him. It's his missus.
Was the Hope drunk wherein you'd rest yourself? Hath it slept since? And wakes it now to look so green and pale at what it did so freely? From this time such I account thy love. Art thou afeard to be the same in thine own act and valour as thou art in desire? Wouldst thou have that which thou esteem'st the ornament of life, and live a coward in thine own esteem, letting I dare not wait upon I would, like the poor cat in the adage?
Prithee, peace! I dare do all that may become a man. Who dares do more is none.
What beast was then that made thee break this enterprise to me? When you durst do it, then you were a man. And to be more than what you were, you would be so much more the man. Nor time nor place did then adhere, and yet you would make both. They have made themselves, and that their fitness now does unmake you. I have given suck, and know how tender 'tis to love the babe that milks me. I would, while it was smiling in my face, have plucked my nipple from his boneless gums and dashed the brains out, had I so sworn as you have done to this.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.